And before we leave you today, we want to share the story behind the audiograph sound we've been playing all week on KALW.
Trini Whitaker, ladies and gentlemen!
We asked what you think it is and where in the Bay Area it's from. We sent KALW's Stephen Short out for the answer.
When people around the world think of San Francisco, they think of that big orange bridge and those little cable cars with the distinctive sound of their bells.
Remember what it is? Does that ring a bell? Rice-a-roni.
The San Francisco tree.
It's hard to imagine now, but in the late 1940s, plans were underway to eliminate this old-fashioned form of transit. Several of the tracks were actually removed before a coalition of women's civic organizations came together to push a referendum to the city charter. Their motto, "The color and romance of San Francisco must not be destroyed." Voters overwhelmingly approved the idea of keeping the cars, and a couple of years later, this would be 1949, a contest began to find the best bell ringer among the gripmen. You know, the folks who grip the brake to control the speed of the cars. Each gripman has a personal style, a sound all his own.
My name is Leonard Oates, and I'm a 3-time bell ringing champ in San Francisco on the cable car.
Oates won the prize in 2007, 8, and 9. What's his championship secret?
Practice. That's the biggest secret, practice. You got to practice all the time. Everybody say, oh, you play at home because I have my own bell at home. No, I play on the cable car because you want to get the reaction to the people when you're playing. And if they like that, okay, they like that. That's what I'm going to add in my contest.
While this is clearly a competition about sound, one of the judges says there's more to it than listening. Kim Huff is senior marketing manager for Ghirardelli Chocolate Company. This is her third year as a judge. She looks and listens to the contestants.
Yes, because, you know, the ones that really get into it and have the rhythm and put on a little performance, those are the ones that really get the crowds going, and that really matters a lot. It's really important.
Some contestants wear white gloves to stand out. Others add to the show by trading back and forth from their left to right hand. Judges also note rhythm and originality, because a cable car bell only has one tone. But the essential part is playing the bell. Pull the cord to the left or right, pull it gently or vigorously, it all changes the sound. And it appears the competition is about to begin. Here's Debbie Durst, MC for the event.
Welcome to the 50th annual SFMTA Cable Car Bell Ringing Competition.
7 contestants are in the running today. Our man Oates is in the middle of the pack.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Leonard Oates.
This is an important match for Oates because last year he lost in overtime.
Yes, I did. I lost to a guy that I taught. And he wanted some secrets and I gave it to him and I didn't actually think he would beat me and he did.
Leonard Oates, ladies and gentlemen.
The final contestant today is the defending champion. That student who Oates taught last year.
He's been with the cable cars for 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Trini Whitaker.
How's it going?
Trini Whitaker, ladies and gentlemen.
Once the judges decide, the rankings are announced in reverse order. First, the amateur ringers, whose cash prizes go to nonprofits, then third place, then second, and then Debbie Durst announces the winner.
The 2013 World Champion Bell Ringer is Mr. Trini Whitaker. Trini Whitaker, ladies and gentlemen. Your 2013 Cable Car Bell Ringing Champion. Thank you so much for coming out and helping to support this great San Francisco tradition. I've been Debbie Durst. I'll see you again next year. Go Giants!
In addition to the accolades and the trophy, Whitaker also takes home $500, along with other prizes. As for Whitaker's instructor, the visibly disappointed Leonard Oates declined to speak to the media. In San Francisco's Union Square, I'm Stephen Short for Audiograph.
Aw, poor Leonard. Well, he didn't win this time, but one of you did. Congratulations to Sandy Kepler. We'll be sending you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, there'll be another contest next week. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page to hear more from Audiograph, the Bay Area's sonic signature.